I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Hello and welcome to the Must Hear Music Podcast. My name is Joe Lynch and I'm sitting here with Jason Lipschitz.
What's up, man?
Hey, and Tatiana Sirisano.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, thanks for joining us.
No problem.
So music. Let's talk
about music.
So it's a Friday. That means there's music.
It's true.
You know? But I guess let's... This is really a poor intro. just real slipshod stuff. So Khalid, who has been a long... time Must Hear Music fave,
it's true.
Particularly of Lindsay, who is in Nashville now, right?
Yeah,
she's like following her Jack White.
Yeah, she's she's checking out the raconteurs,
mm-hmm.
And she's going steady, steady.
That's a deep Jack White reference.
What can I say?
But anyways, yeah. So I would say we're all fans. Like I loved his first album,
yeah.
American Teen.
Fan.
And there's a new album out now, his second proper album, Free Spirit. And Jason, you wrote a thing about it for Billboard.com.
Oh yeah.
Which was great. But I would say it's, you know, you're a little less enthusiastic about this new album.
So you really like it?
I didn't say that.
Oh, okay. Oh, I thought you meant, you mean in general, I'm a little less enthusiastic. Yeah. I mean, the thing about this album, so I wrote about this album yesterday. I think it's actually a good album. It's 17 songs and all the songs are good and none of the songs are really daring in a way that is palpable. And it's just something that like, even if the risks don't work, I still want him to take them. And also, you know, it's funny because I tweeted last night about how I was learning how to play Adele's Hello on piano. It's a thing I tweeted.
As one does.
The reason I did that is because I was driving home and I heard.
And playing piano?
And my playing
God.
Piano at the same
dangerous.
Time. What can I say? I'm a daredevil. But no, Adele's Hello came on the radio. I was like, And I hadn't heard it in a while and I listened to it. I'm like, man, this song's still so great.
Mm.
And I was listening to that and I was thinking, like, Khalid kind of needs a song like Hello or like Rolling in the Deep, and I'm not saying like sonically he needs a song like that, but like they're part of the reason why Adele has become an absolute world conquering superstar is because she has these songs that really stand the test of time and have these very in pretty classic styles, mm-hmm. in terms of her sound. And obviously she has a great voice, but you know, you listen to Hello and it's like, it's very striking. And and that's kind of what I mean that Khalid is still searching for. I think like Location is a very good song, but I certainly wouldn't say it's like it knocks you off your feet. I think he has a bunch of songs that I really like. I really like Love Lies, which he did with Normani, Young, Dumb and Broke.
Dumb and Broke did knock me off my feet. In that very minimal way, but continue.
What a couch. You're like, it knocked me off my feet.
Okay. I mean, he's not like
a valid Adele comparison.
Yeah. I don't know if he's like the type who's going to have some like, you know, voice to the rafters, like grand statement.
But I still agree with Jason that like, I would almost rather see him try something like that and fail than just like play it safe.
Yeah.
You know,
I guess I'm not really talking about like, him as a vocalist needing to be Adele. It's kind of a weird comparison because, and I semi-regret making it, but I guess my point is that like
he just hasn't
had that kind of moment yet where, you know, all of his songs, and I like some of them, but if you think about Location, East Side, Love Lies, now Talk, which sounds a little bit different, and Better, which I like a lot and is currently rising on the Hot 100, there's not something that really cuts through as super unique within that space. And I think that's kind of what he needs. I think that he needs that kind of show-stopping moment. And again, maybe he tries it and it doesn't work, but I think that it would still be really interesting.
Yeah.
So anyway, I picked the song 21. I think that's the one I picked for this show.
Yes, it sure is.
He's 21. I'm not 21.
Wait, and then his last album, he had a song 18.
Yeah,
he was 18.
Look at that.
Yeah, wait, so I guess the Adele comparison does actually.
Hey, look at that.
Oh,
yeah.
It does.
Wow, I stumbled into that one, didn't I?
Yeah.
I think it's like the perfect, it's the perfect encapsulation of this album because it's a really good song and it kind of gets going. It has this kind of like bass that kicks in and you think for a second that it's really gonna like open up and take off into this like big moment. Either it's gonna go more up tempo or it's gonna become like this big ballad, but it just kind of doesn't. And then it just keeps going and then it fades out. And I'm just like, like it was close. It was so close. I really like Khalid. I think he's going to have a really long career, and I've seen some reviews of this album that are pretty negative, and I don't think it deserves that. I think this album is very good. It just I hope his next album he like tries some new shit. Like I just hope that he like is like let's pull in these weird producers. Let's, you know, be a little bit unexpected.
Yeah.
So that's my Khalid rant. I guess I haven't delivered like a big rant in a while.
A monologue.
A monologue. Yeah. Anyway.
Do you want to follow that up? Yeah.
I mean, in terms of this specific song, I do think he's doing something a little bit different with his voice that I like. It's sort of like a stronger, rougher vocal than he usually does. And I like that about this song. And then just something else that I think applies to the whole album is Khalid sort of has this thing going for him where like he's writing about these really specific time periods in like young adulthood as he's going through them and as his fans are going through them at the same time. And that's kind of like a lucky thing that happened. Like obviously a lot of artists are the same age as their fans, but with Khalid, it's like he wrote American Teen as he was graduating high school, as his fans were graduating high school, and it kind of resonated with them in that way. And I think that 21 and the rest of this album kind of does the same thing. And I think it's cool when fans can sort of grow with the artist, and that's something that Khalid has going for him. And this song, I think, is a good example of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I do in general agree with what you were saying. I mean, I think I might disagree that I do think there were real standout songs in the first album. I think they were just kind of more laid back type stuff, which
sure.
is
yeah.
just never going to grab your attention in the same way. But I totally agree with what you're saying with this album. It is like a good album, but it is way too long. It's sonically pretty samey. And it's like even like 21's a great song, and like it's pretty different than the song that I think precedes it, which is the title track. And like, here's the thing, like they're actually pretty different stylistically. Like the title track is sort of a like early 80s sophistopop sort of thing.
Yeah.
And this is a little more modern. You got your hand claps and, you know, like more contemporary production hallmarks. But they're like the mood and kind of the energy level is the same throughout. So even when he switches styles, it just it doesn't track that way because it's all this same energy level. And over 17 tracks in an hour, it kind of fails to make an impact. So I totally agree with you. Like there should be a little more daring here, especially for an album called Free Spirit. You would expect you wanted to have his freak flag fly.
Yeah.
You wrote in your piece.
Weird, man.
And I totally agree. I mean, it's not like, I guess this is like a perfect sophomore slump. You know, it's not like a bad album, but it's just like a little bit of a letdown.
I guess what I would also add is that like, I think we feel this way because he is so talented. Like,
yeah.
Khalid is not an artist who's like, oh, he puts that out. I'm like, whatever. Like, I kind of like some of the songs, but you know, you're at like, he has the talent to be worth investing in. And that's why, you know, it's almost kind of a good thing that we want him to reach a high bar because he
some greatness.
Yeah, exactly. So there you go.
All right. Well, let's listen to one of the highlights from Free Spirit. It's called 21. Next up, let's do one of my picks. So we have J-Lo and French Montana teaming back up. The team that gave us I Love Ya Poppy, which is
one of my favorite,
such a good, honestly,
one of my
like,
favorite songs of that year.
I think once we're like kind of doing the like end of this decade, I'm going to look back. It's probably in my top 100. I think it's a fantastic
top 100,
song.
Definitely, yeah. Oh, I thought you were going to go loftier. I thought you were going to be like top 5,
no, 2010s. Might make top 25. I'd have to break down the numbers. I'll get my intern on that.
Yeah.
But anyways, so new J-Lo with French Montana, song's called Medicine. I'm just going to open by saying I love it. It's fantastic. That being said, it's kind of the sound of like radio 3 years ago. Like
it has
this very like Jason Derulo Fifth Harmony horn arrangement that like goes up and down. It's like a slinky banger. It's great. I'm going to listen to this repeatedly, but it like is definitely the kind of, I wouldn't even be surprised if this was literally 3 years old and they were like, yeah, this still works as the lead single, right? And they're like, yeah, why not? Sure.
Yeah.
But that being said, I think Jennifer Lopez is underrated. I feel like for every album she's released, there's been at least one like really knockout, like incredible song that's like become a vaguely modern classic. And even though this seems a little like maybe not of the moment, I do think this is a really solid song that, you know, is a good testament to her legacy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's solid. And I didn't love that many of the singles that she's been putting out recently. So I like wasn't expecting that much, wasn't sure what to expect. I thought it was pretty solid. I like the bridge a lot more than the chorus, and I kind of wish that it kept going. But it's good.
More bridge.
More bridge.
Yeah, really good. I think it's like it's certainly not like an amazing song. I think you definitely like it more than I do, but anything that gets me down the I Love Ya Poppy rabbit hole a little bit is okay by
me. We'll take it.
Yeah. More team ups between those two.
Yeah. Like, can they do like a Watch the Throne, Watch the Poppy collaborative album?
Oh my God.
I would love that. I would love that.
Yeah. Watch Ya Poppy. The new
Watch
album
the
by J-Lo and French Montana. I'm all about that.
But yeah, it used to be J-Lo and Pitbull. And then she was like, you know what? French is my guy now.
Yeah, that was such a... Pivoted. Remember that when it was on the floor?
That's such a good song.
And then they came back. Didn't they do Dance Again?
Mm-hmm.
That was them as well. And it was like such a big deal that J-Lo and Pitbull had made another song together. Now, like in our own weird corner of the office, like I guess it's a big deal to us that J-Lo and French Montana.
The dynamic duo back again.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyways.
Good pick.
Good song. All right. Let's listen to it. Jennifer Lopez featuring French Montana. New song called Medicine. We've been the only one. All right, Tati.
Hey.
Ariana Grande featuring Victoria Monet.
Let's do
Monopoly.
It.
Monopoly. Let's do it.
So Ariana is still releasing music, astonishingly.
Still
going. I really love this song. I think it's so playful and fun, and it's really fun to sing, and I kind of can't stop listening to it. And I love that she's just, like, flexing. They're both just, like, flexing.
It's a total flex.
And it's also like, but not even just about like the ATM machines and diamonds of like what's it called? Seven rings. It's about like financial investments and like these more like serious things. And I love to see somebody that's earned their money like that, like flex it in that way. But anyway, I just think it's a really fun song, and I still love that she's just kind of releasing music in a way that like rappers do a pop star, and that's so interesting to me. And just kind of doing these one-off singles, I just think it's really shaking things up, and I like that a lot. But yeah, I just think it's a jam, honestly.
It is, yeah. I mean, it's a very like hip hop styled flex, and I feel like, it's just smart. Like, you know, Seven Rings is still a smash; it's still number one. But this is a way of getting new music out there without mm-hmm. so much pressure on it. So this can be a song that kind of demonstrates her artistic breadth without necessarily being the pressure of like, this is a song that has to be the single that has to be right. her hit for the next 3 months.
Right. And like, that define is, a whole like era or
right.
define.
Yeah. Anything. I mean, kind of by flooding the market, you're able to like show different sides of yourself, really. And it's good. I mean, yeah, it's great. It's fantastic. And they sound like they're having a really fun time together.
Yes.
Monopoly, you know, Park Place.
Just playing Monopoly.
What do you guys think of the
Marvin Gardens?
Now, haven't the lyrics been kind of poured over as Ariana? Isn't this a thing?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't know if you guys had a take on it. I haven't listened to the song. I've only listened to the song a few times, and I haven't been as tuned into the Twitter chatter, but yeah.
I'm not tuned into the Twitter chatter either. What's going on with it?
I mean, are you referring to the bisexuality
yeah.
thing?
Oh, yeah.
There's a line about liking men and women. I have no insight. I want to just say this.
No, I know.
All but, you know. Personal. Basically, what we know, Victoria Monet did come out as bi last year. They kind of sing the line together. I feel like it's more referring to Victoria Monet, but yeah. I have no particular insight into
okay.
this topic.
No, I just think it's, you know, it seems like it's really like made the song like a talking point, which is mm-hmm. interesting. But yeah, I mean, my thing is like, we've gotten so much Ariana Grande music over the past year that, yeah, because right around now is when No Tears Left to Cry came out mm-hmm. last year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it feels like several
that's
eras.
So
ago.
Weird.
Still maybe my favorite song on both albums.
So good.
But yeah, no, this seems like this is like a fun song that seems a little bit more ephemeral than something like a Seven Rings or Thank
yeah.
You Next that I won't really stick around as much. But yeah, more Ariana Grande music for me, please. I'll take two helpings.
Yeah, it's great. Do we? I feel like I should have looked this up ahead of time, but we know like are they like long term friends? What's
yeah?
They're
yeah,
just
yeah.
like.
Oh yeah.
Pals,
yeah.
Pals for life.
Yeah. Friends and collaborators and yeah.
Yeah. And I kind of love when two artists that you know are friends collaborate on a song and you're just like, they must have had fun with this.
I'm glad they're having a good time. Like you're
just
their
adds
grandma
that
or
extra
something.
Little
yeah.
layer.
I hope that when the three of us drop our collaborative album, I hope people say that about us.
We just had fun.
They sound like they're having a nice
they
time.
They sound like friends. Oh my God. What do you think Lindsay would think if the three of us dropped an album while she's out of the office?
She would probably say very negative things about it.
Yeah,
I feel like she'd be pretty snarky.
So.
Yeah. And that would hurt. That would be real hurtful.
That would be tough, yeah.
Let's not do that.
Okay.
Scrap the album.
Damn it.
All right. But let's listen to it. Ariana Grande and Victoria Monet, song is Monopoly.
Bad vibes get up on me. Out of here with that fuckery. Treat my goals like property. Collect them like Monopoly. I probably won't come if there's not a fee. And if they try, come stop at me. I show them my discography. I like women and men. Make so fucking much. Get a 20 twin twin. Your best check for life if I gave you my pen. Even though it gave up my 90 plus.
All right. That was Ariana Grande, and that sees Tatiana leave the room.
Tati, where'd you go?
In tears.
You know, as soon as I mention a collaborative album between the three of us, she immediately
she got
bounces.
Spooked and ran. No, she has an interview with an artist, not for another
Ooh.
Job, I think. I mean, I don't know. She just said an interview. Maybe she is interviewing with.
That would
like,
suck.
I have to
that,
leave. I'm
that,
interviewing for
man, that's
a
how
different
spooked,
job.
That's how spooked she got.
Yeah.
She used to leave Billboard.
She's like, man,
oh,
I need a new gig.
Poor Tati.
Anyways, let's talk about this is one of my picks. Gallant featuring T-Pain.
Yeah.
The masked
You're a big Gallant
singer.
Guy.
I love Gallant. Yeah, and it's been
cool.
a while. So anyways, the new song is Gentleman from him. It's been a while since we've been able to talk about him. I feel
yeah.
like his debut album, which was, God, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago. Like,
it's been a minute.
Was one of my favorites of that year, whatever year that was, 2014 again.
I think
it
was 2015. Yeah.
That sounds about right. He got a lot of critical love. It didn't quite break through in the way that I think a lot of industry people and critics
yeah.
expected. But he is still here because, you know, just because
he's doing
you don't become the biggest thing in the world doesn't mean you're going to stop making music. this new song with T-Pain, I just think is gorgeous. It shows, it's not like a leap forward in growth, but it shows a little bit of growth in his case. It's this atmospheric, you know, soundscapey R&B song. His falsetto, he just has this beautiful voice where he can reach these high notes, but still get a lot of depth and kind of like a lot of vocal character in. You know, so a lot of people can hit the high notes, but that's just sort of it. Like, you can tell they're straining and they hit it and they're like, all right, we nailed it on that track. Like, he can like get in that range, stay there, and like really color his voice with some interesting textures. And you know, and the production's cool. It's like this bleepy little electro forest in the background. And T-Pain, of course, himself a great singer, as we found out on The Masked Singer.
Yeah, so here's my question, just a very quick aside. Do you think that T-Pain should change his stage name to The Masked Singer?
100%, yeah.
Like, I guess you can't,
you know,
because
T-Pain
there's...
parentheses the Masked Singer.
Yeah, I guess you just can't, he can't be The Masked Singer because he, like, there's going to be another season of the show, and... you know, he, maybe it's like a rights issue, but like, man, what a cool name. Like,
that would,
you
want
to listen
cool.
to the new album from The Masked Singer? It sounds like a Goosebumps villain, but I'm totally
right?
for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
I did not watch that show. I'll be honest. I have no idea really what happened on it.
I watched the finale and it was so weird.
It sounded like the most bizarre thing.
It's
weren't
so,
they like wearing goofy costumes?
What if, yeah, so they're all wearing goofy costumes. Like Donny Osmond was dressed as a peacock, I think.
Loves Katy Perry.
And T-Pain was dressed as a monster. The funniest thing, and we'll stop talking about The Masked Singer after this, but the funniest thing is before I had watched it, one of my friends was talking to me about how he watched it, and he said that the funniest part of the show, and he was correct, is that how crazy the studio audience goes, because like they must like pump something into that audience, because like when it like Nick Cannon's like, okay, like it's time to take off your mask, and everyone in the audience is just going like, they're like tearing their clothes, they're like, take it off,
oh,
take off
God.
The mask, who is it? And it's like very obvious who it is. It's just like, but it's so funny like how amped everyone is for people to like take off masks. Anyway,
I want to see a super cut of that.
All right, anyway, I like this song.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
It's cool to have like a third act T-Pain, right? He's like,
right?
He's
yeah.
like in the
this
third act
his
of
third
his
act.
Career,
yeah.
And it's a little strange to hear him paired up with Gallant, because it feels like they have such different approaches to R&B music. One of them wears a mask, one of them doesn't, for instance. But
big difference, yeah.
But they work well together, and I like that. You know, I like that they kind of complement each other, and I want to hear, like you, I want to hear more from Gallant. I want that new album coming.
For sure. And one other thing I wanted to say about the song, there's a moment where T-Pain sings the word boop, which, like, you give someone a little boop on the nose.
Oh, really? I missed that.
Which is great. I support that. So, yeah, let's...
I'm still laughing about The Masked Singer. That show is so funny, man.
Yeah, who is it?
It's literally just like, take it off! Take it off! And it's just like, and it's like, yeah, it's Donny Osmond. And everyone goes like, ah! And it's very clearly Donny Osmond. Anyway,
yeah,
watch The Masked Singer.
I mean, or not. Either way, it's fine. All right. Gallant featuring T-Pain, The Masked Singer. Gentlemen, not a cover of the Psy song. Here it is. All right, that was New Gallant and The Masked Singer. Next and last.
Wait, so that wasn't a Psy cover?
That was not a Psy cover. I know it sounded a lot like Psy's follow-up to Gangnam Style.
Mother, Father, Gentleman, yeah.
But it actually wasn't.
Oh, damn. Anyway.
Next time, maybe. So you got a pick here. Becky
last one.
Hill and Weiss.
I think just Weiss.
Weiss, whatever.
Sure.
I don't know. I Could Get Used to This is the name of the song.
Yeah. So Becky Hill, I believe I've talked to her and about Becky Hill before on this podcast. UK pop singer, really hasn't had any kind of impact in the US. She just keeps showing up on my favorite like European pop blogs. She comes from the UK Voice, I believe, and has had a moderately successful career. In the UK, I should say more than moderately, like she does very well in the UK. And, you know, she's had a couple of really great singles, Rude Love, False Alarm. But I Could Get Used to This is like, man, it's just like so perfectly up my alley about the like this very clean, like synth pop. But her vocal performance is just so strong. Like, she's just such a great pop voice.
Mm-hmm.
And there's not really any, like, bells and whistles about this song. It's just, like, a very straightforward pop song about, you know, being a little hesitant about the start of a relationship, but sinking into it with someone. But, yeah, there's just so much personality to Becky Hill's voice. And, you know, I hope that she kind of breaks through here in the U.S. at some point. I don't know, honestly, if she ever will. I don't know if she ever wants to. But man, this song is awesome, man. I've been listening to this song. This actually came out, I believe, last New Music Friday. I've just been listening to this song like nonstop all week. It's great. What did you think?
I liked it, not as much as you, but it's good. I mean, you're right. Yeah, her voice sounds fantastic. The sound is cool, kind of a throwback UK house sound.
Yeah,
you know, that like house with the like clanging piano sort of thing, which you should learn on piano, you know.
I should
piano
learn
on this song.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think this is the kind of thing that would break her in America, because this is just not a sound that like hits
it
our radio.
It doesn't sound like anything in like modern US pop at all. Nope.
So, yeah, she would definitely have to switch lanes if she wants to kind of make that headway.
Yeah.
But like you said, I mean, I have no idea if she even cares to. Like,
I guess what I would say for people who haven't heard this song yet but are listening to this, like, I guess if you liked like Clean Bandit's Rather Be, which is Jess Glynn, it's like all of her music kind of has that vibe a little bit. And like you said, like very like house influenced and very British. So,
yeah, it was very British. But I mean, that's good. You know, they know how to make dance music. They are definitely... you know, they've been on the dance music, you know, beat, as it were, for significantly longer than American audiences.
Yeah.
So they know what they're doing. But let's listen to it. So it's I Could Get Used to This from Becky Hill and Weiss. I could get used to this, the way I feel. When we kiss, I could get used to this. I could get used to this. All right, that was the Bexter, and that's the show. There we go.
Yeah, and I'm still laughing about The Masked Singer. Oh my goodness, I'll
stop. It seems so ridiculous. I wish I had watched it, but then it was like, do I actually want to sit down for an hour?
One other thing, really. And again, I've only seen the finale of this. I've only seen one episode, but all of the judges, like it's very clear. It to me, at least, it really seems like they all know who it is, but they are like. They probably do, right? But they have to.
I mean, wouldn't they, like, see each other
backstage,
right?
But it seems like they have to, like, guess incorrectly. So, like, for the Peacock, which was Donny Osmond, I think either Robin Thicke or Jenny McCarthy, who are the judges or whatever, where they were, like, they had to guess who it was, and he was like, Weird Al Yankovic, and like he's not even like he's clearly not tall enough to be Weird Al. It's like what a ridiculous show.
Also, like that man has a very distinct voice that sounds nothing like Don Yasmin. So
we'll talk about this more offline.
Yeah, take this offline. Yeah. Say. Well, thank you for listening as always, and we'll catch you next week when we'll be talking about who knows?
Oh,
we'll
new see. BTS maybe.
Oh, is that next week already?
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
All right, new BTS. There
Love
we
it.
Go. All right, thanks, and we'll catch you next time.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.